Well, obviously we'll start with the game against Leverkusen because that was a fucking that was like a Hollywood movie, man. That was an action-packed game. I had fun like from start to finish. I don't know if we will see any game like that this season, but that was like one of the best games I've watched since our win against Bayern at the Signal Iduna Park in 2019, when we still had Alcacer and Hakimi. Do you remember when we
Yes,
won
dude.
like 3-2?
Yep.
Yeah, like the Leverkusen game was the best one since that one. So it was
Yeah, no,
just
I agree,
crazy,
dude.
man.
That was so for us when we got to Denver, it was late Friday night and we woke up Saturday morning early to watch that game. And
Yeah.
in Denver, it was 7:30 a.m. when that game started, which is really early for a game for me on a Saturday. And we watched it and we were going crazy, dude. It was just such a roller coaster. Like that game had, like, I'm pretty sure I was talking before about, I think it was the game where Haaland scored like the very late go game winning goal. I talked about that game as having like almost all of the emotions that we could expect from Dortmund soccer or from Dortmund football. And then Leverkusen happened, and that game, like, that truly was just an insane game. Like, we went to an MLS game later that day here in Colorado, and I was wearing a Dortmund jersey, and a bunch of people were commenting about how crazy that game was this morning. Like, oh my God, dude, that was
Shit.
one of the be best games ever. Like, and I was just so fired up because it was like, that was just like, if you were watching that as a neutral soccer fan, you
Yeah.
got, or as a neutral football fan, you got your the greatest match you could have imagined. Like, you don't get that when you're watching football, especially like if you're watching as a neutral fan and watching like Dortmund Leverkusen. Like, those are not two teams that first would come to mind as like two teams that you'd expect to put on a show like that. But like, if you're kind of a little more in like invested in Dortmund or in Leverkusen, you know for a fact that both teams, when they play each other, they can provide football that is just so like captivating. Like that was just an incredible match. And like I think at the end of the match, you could have told me that either team deserved to win, and I think you probably would have been right. Like, both teams just put on clinics and it was incredible. But like, I also feel like Dortmund didn't des like, neither team deserved to lose is what I'm getting at. Like, that was just such a good game, but I'm very glad we were able to walk away with 3 points, three very big points.
Yeah, totally, man. Both teams deserve to win. I think, like, I might be biased here, but I think Dortmund played better in terms of,
Yeah.
in terms of creating chances, and we missed a bunch of chances. But from the quality of the goals, I would say Dortmund is actually has actually provided a better show that day. But as you said, yeah, it's really for the neutral football fan who's just watching the game, who's not supporting any team, that is like one of the best games ever. But for us Dortmund fans or for Leverkusen fans, I would imagine it's a huge, roller coaster of emotions, and it was so fucking stressful, man. Even
Yeah.
when Haaland scored the penalty, we still were not like we didn't like really win the game. We're still like in danger of conceding at the very last minute, but thankfully the players saw it through in that game, like just stood their ground, and I'm very grateful. But so many things happened in that game, man. It's like
Dude, I was sweating that whole game. Like, I've never been so like stressed at 7 in the morning on a Saturday. I don't think, like, that was insane.
Yeah, that was a real fucking roller coaster. But yeah, I mean, Haaland scored a brace, which is always good to see Haaland score. And I really expected it because he didn't stop scoring since the beginning of the season. He scored both for Dortmund and also for Norway national team. So I was like, yeah, he scored a hat trick in the last game as a for Norway. So I was like, yeah, for sure he's gonna score. It's refreshing to see him score by a header, which is very rare, to be honest.
Yeah.
Even though he's a giant,
Yeah.
he still struggles with headers. But seeing him score a header was very refreshing and good. He's gonna get like his he's gonna get his confidence back to go up, jump in, get these like you know crosses. But huge props to Meunier, who is like who started like getting back into the rhythm of the game, and who provided that first goal. And it was always we were always chasing the game. We were always equalizing. And the only time where we like went ahead in the scoring was in the last goal, the penalty scored by Haaland, and also when Bellingham scored, but it was like overruled by an offside, which was very tight decision to be honest. I didn't see it being overruled, but still it was. And but there was some great goals, man. Who scored the second one? If I remember, Aguero? It was no, it was not Aguero. It was Brandt.
Brandt yep, scored. Yep.
It was a great goal, man. The way he controlled the ball.
It was a great goal, yeah.
Yeah, that goal was crazy, man. It was an assist by Haaland, and the way he controlled that ball and just scored it from an impossible like angle, it's like almost unbelievable.
Yeah,
he actually conceded the ball that led to the second Leverkusen goal before the first half ended. So seeing him score is, I guess it was like a huge weight off his shoulder, just compensating for his previous mistake. And yeah, that was a great one. But I'll let you talk because I know that you're eager to talk about Guerrero's goal. I know that you love Guerrero. You saw him score a free kick. How was that?
That was, dude, that's right. The free kick goal was insane. When we were lining up for that, I was like, dude, we haven't scored a free kick in so long. Like we haven't scored a direct free kick in so long.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I felt like we needed one. And I know, like, Royce is one of our good free kick takers. Guerrero's a good free kick taker. Like, I felt like it was a good spot where Guerrero would take it, even though I felt more confident in Royce's ability to score it. But I mean, Guerrero just fucking buried that, dude. That was like, that was elite right there. Like, that was Portugal's finest, as I call him, dude. He's one of my favorites. So like, to see him score that, I was super fired up. And like, my buddies were talking about like, when he scored that, I was like, that's Portugal's finest right there. And my buddies were like, isn't like Ronaldo from Portugal? Like, and I was like, dude, he's better than Ronaldo. I swear. Obviously, he's not better than Ronaldo, but I hype him up so much because, like, I think the way we use him, we need, like I'm sure Ronaldo would be great to have, but I think Guerrero is a better player for Dortmund. Like, I just love having him. And I think he's such an underrated and undervalued asset, too. Cause, like, when he was about to leave, cause there were rumors that he was going to leave over the summer, and I think last season, I was so sad because I did not want to see him go because I love watching him play. I love like his technical ability on the ball, and I love like how we can plug him in at different positions and he can just roll with it. Like, he's just a very important, I think he's kind of like, for me, what Piszczek was for you. He's someone that like just like leads by example, and he's someone that kind of like holds the team together, and he's very good at what we need him to be good at.
True, man. Yeah, he's very like in terms of his like standing in terms of his like ranking with Europe's fullbacks, he's very underrated. Like, he totally a top 10, if not a top 5 in Europe. Yeah. And in the Bundesliga, he's definitely a top 3 in my opinion. And I would say even like there's a huge competition, to be honest, in the Bundesliga. But yeah, he's like right now he's the best left back in the Bundesliga in my opinion.
Yeah,
the
I think
he
so.
Plays, he can score goals. He can provide assists, and he can also play in the midfield. And like he's very yeah, he's very versatile. He can like he's a joker player who can like play anywhere in the field, and that's a good thing to see him score a free kick. Totally deserved. And it was a great goal. I was surprised that it went in, but I was like, yeah, fuck that shit. That's Guerrero, man.
That's just what he does, bro. Like, yeah. To me, he's like, his work rate is insane and his endurance is incredible. Because, like, he plays left back, but he's up in on the attack a lot. Like, he plays a very important role in the final third, especially on that wing. And he just has the speed and the quickness to be able to recover and get back defensively and like hold his line and stuff. Like he's just very, and he's very intelligent. Like he makes great decisions for the most part while he's out on the pitch. Like I don't know. I feel like with the decisions he makes, it's just like, it's very beneficial for Dortmund because you could have someone that's as technically skilled as he is. And as physically and mechanically skilled as he is. But if they don't make good decisions, their value is not nearly what Guerrero's value is. And he makes great decisions a lot of the time.
Yeah, he does. And I also feel that he has a great link-up play with Marco Reus.
Absolutely. Those two have phenomenal chemistry.
Yeah, the way they play 1-2 in very tight spaces, it allows the team to have the ball in that last quarter in front of the goalkeeper, in front of the goal, and just make that last pass that will be converted into the goal. So him and Royce, I think they play very well. Even in free kicks, they are always the ones standing over the ball, and a huge part of why that goal went in, he scored that. Like, it's not like the goalkeeper had any fucking chance to get that one out, but still. The goalkeeper was expecting Royce to kick the ball, so he was expecting the ball to go to the second, to the far post.
Yeah, he was expecting what I expected.
Yeah, but then Guerrero was like, "No, fuck that shit, it's me tonight." And but Royce at the end got the penalty, which was for the most part it was very I checked Reddit and stuff because I always read these comments, and it was very debatable. Like, some people say it was a penalty, and others say no, it was a soft call, and it shouldn't be awarded as a penalty. But in my opinion, that's a penalty any time of the day, any day of the year. Like, even if it's the Champions League final, and if it's the 90th minute, and both teams were playing equally good, and it was 5-5 or something like that, I would still award that penalty there because it was a shoulder to shoulder, but then the defender just punched in a weird way Royce in the fucking face, and there was blood as well. So that's a penalty in my opinion. That's 100%. And it was also way before the ball left the field. So in my opinion,
And I get why people say it was just I could see why some people might think it was debatable and this and that, but I feel like a lot of times Dortmund falls on the wrong side of calls that are in our minds debatable, and so I think like if there's going to be one that's debatable where Dortmund is on the beneficial side of the call, I think this one was pretty clear cut to me as well. Like you said, if there's blood, there's usually, it's a little more than just the standard jostling for position. And I get why it looked like it could have just been the standard jostling for position. But I think in that situation, I think awarding the penalty was the right call. And I think we've seen plenty of instances where a penalty has been awarded for less against Dortmund. And if it's going to be like that against us, I'd like it to be like that for us as well. I just want consistency, either consistently call soft calls or consistently make it make them earn a penalty. You just don't be inconsistent, and this one I think falls in line pretty well with just about every other penalty kick we've seen in matches this year, not just in Dortmund but across the league. So I thought it was pretty much the right call. I figured there'd be complaints, especially with how that game was going. You hate to see that game fall down to a penalty. But at the same time, a penalty has to be awarded there. You can't not award the penalty, you know?
Totally, yeah. And also props, huge props to Marco Reus because he's a huge penalty magnet. He always He's like the, I think the player who gets like who's got more penalties for Borussia Dortmund, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably,
He
because like
knows he
he's
knows how
always
to.
fighting for position and stuff too. Like he doesn't,
Yeah.
he's not afraid to let defenders play physical with him. He's like comfortable playing a little physical back, but he's also a smaller dude, so it doesn't take a lot to actually knock him down. And I'm not like, not just to make it look like he got knocked down. Like when he goes down because he was taken out. Like Marco Reus isn't someone who's known for going down for like faking and stuff. Like he's pretty, like I think there's a lot of integrity with how he plays. And if he goes down or if he's drawing a penalty, it's usually a well-deserved penalty. Like he's not one to fake.
Yeah, like there were some instances in which he really looked for the penalties and he got them. I remember one against Bayern München when he really like put his left leg against Neuer's arm to fall and stuff like that. But still, that's play smart. You get the opportunities you need to get and yeah. And
Yeah, there's a difference. There's
also,
a difference between someone who finds contact and someone who goes down with no contact, you know?
yeah, that's true. That's true, and yeah, and if it's against Bayern, then all penalties are welcome in my opinion. Just
Yes, I'll
yeah,
take
just
everything in that situation.
yeah. I don't know if you remember, but in the Champions League final back in 2013, I guess like Marco Reus got a penalty against Dante, and Dante was already on a yellow card actually, and he just kicked Marco Reus in the chest. Like he wanted to get the ball, that's for sure, but he really totally missed it, and he kicked
Yeah.
Marco Reus in the chest, and he didn't get like the second yellow card. If that yellow card was awarded, then I think that there were huge chances that will be like that will have would get our second Champions League trophy
Yeah, I
that
think
year.
so.
But that happened, and it was like, yeah, everyone was like, "Where's the yellow? Where's the second yellow, man?" Because
Yeah.
it's a kick to the chest. Like there's nothing in there that's football like. It's more like some UFC MMA thing, something that you would expect from a good striker in the UFC, someone who is good
Yeah.
with his legs or something like that, but not in a football field with you would expect like to put the your whole foot on a player's chest in
Right.
the
And like,
penalty area, you know what I
and
mean?
obviously he probably didn't want to kick Marco Reus. And like, I get that. But like, if you kick someone in the chest, that's like, whether or not you do it on purpose, if you don't hit the ball, there's a penalty for that. Like, there's a foul for that. You should be given a yellow card. But I mean, like you said, I agree with you there that if he got a second yellow, the outcome of that game could have been very different. Because
Yeah.
we like the momentum from the ensuing penalty kick and having a man up advantage the rest of that match would have just completely shifted the entire like momentum of that match.
That's true, yeah. And that's just something that I remembered talking about this. And also Guerrero's free kick, going back to that, it reminded me of one of, I think, the second last like the second last Schmelzer goal with Borussia Dortmund. He scored a penalty, not a penalty, a free kick, very similar to that one, I
Yeah.
think against Mainz, if I remember well,
Yeah, actually,
around
I
the
remember that. I couldn't
80th
believe they were having Schmelzer take that free kick. I was like, why is
minute.
Schmelzer taking a free kick? And then
He's very good with free kicks, actually.
yeah,
He's very good with set pieces.
I did not know that. And I was so confused. And then he scored. And I was like, dude, that guy's good.
Yeah, like by that time he was really not that present with the team. I think we got Guerrero by then, and it was just that Guerrero was injured, and
Yeah.
Schmelzer was a replacement at that point. He was not as involved, but he still managed to score that free kick. And Guerrero's free kick reminded me of that one. It was very similar. But yeah, and after that penalty scored by Haaland, and very good outcome of the game.
Yeah.
Like funny enough, Wolfsburg are on top of the table.
Yeah,
They won.
I think that's great. I love it.
Yeah, they are on top of the table. Like they won all their games, and Leipzig lost to. Like it's funny. Actually, it has nothing to do with Borussia Dortmund, but in some way it has something to do. Like Bayern Munich like beat Leipzig, who are right now like on the in the bottom of the table, and like Bayern took away two of their best players and their manager. Okay.
That's
Like
so brutal.
that's like huge. They took a defender. I don't remember his name clearly. It's pretty known actually. He even plays with the French national team. And they got also Sabitzer.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know him. He's like one of the best midfielders in the Bundesliga and one of like stars of Leipzig. So they
Yeah.
took two of their best players and the manager. And you expect that, like, I understand that, like, if you have money and you can afford these players and there is an agreement, you can get them. But this should be also like some kind of fair play, because if you can strip your competitors of their best, like,
Of
performance
their best players and their manager. Like you can just
and
say, I'm buying your team, the best parts of your team, and then you can't have anything in return.
yeah, that's like like it's like if Coca-Cola just employed or poached like three of the biggest executives of Pepsi, for example. They took, for example, the chief I don't know like operational officer and the chief financial officer, and they took like the head of marketing, the three of them, and just one. That won't be fair, man. Like, because you're
Yeah.
stripping your best competitor of their best assets, and it's like, come on, man.
Yeah,
But
dude. It'd be like
the
if you went to someone's house that wasn't for sale, and then you just told the bank you wanted to buy the house for more money than it was worth, and the bank sold it to you, and then it kicked out the people who lived in the house. Like it'd be outrageous.
yeah, that's and I don't understand, man, how that operates in Germany, but I think that we should look into it, because thinking of like when we signed Marco Rosa, he clearly said any player from Gladbach to come, and
Yeah.
yeah, we at that time I think we stopped pursuing Neuhaus because it was one of our I don't even remember, but he was like one of our biggest targets that summer,
Yeah.
last summer, and we didn't pursue that. It was easier actually to get him, like, but his coach as an influence to get the
Yeah.
player, but we just didn't, because at the end of the day, like, this should be some fair play. We're not gonna strip our best like our competitors of their best players. It doesn't work like that.
No,
It
that's
should be
not
like,
fair.
but Bayern does it. They don't have a problem with that,
No,
and
this is why we don't like Bayern, dude. This is why we're Dortmund fans. Like
sure,
stuff like
man.
that, we just don't support. Like Dortmund's not like that. Dortmund's a different energy.
Yeah, I mean we get good players, but we're not gonna like go for our direct competition players. Like this season we got like a defender from Wolfsburg who didn't play like last season. He played like four or five games all season long. So he
Yeah.
was not like, and it's only on loan. It's not like a permanent thing. And also we got Kobel from like I think it's Stuttgart, which is not our direct like competitor, to be honest. So I don't see how like, but yeah, I think things should change in the future in that area, because I understand that you get one player, but you can get like two star players plus the manager from
No,
a
yeah,
team,
that's not
other one.
fair.
Yeah, even if it's possible to do, I think like in terms of ethics, I don't think it's a good thing.
No, like Red Bull Leipzig, like that could actually tear their team apart this season. That's terrible.
Yeah, and also like the Bayern sporting director, he criticized Marco Reus. He said that why did like the Hansi Flick, who is right now the manager of the German national team, why did he call Marco Reus while Marco Reus refused to go to the Euros? It was like, you know what I mean? So Marco Reus last season was like, I'm not gonna play the Euros, like way ahead of the Euros. It was like, I want to rest myself this summer. I don't want to put too much pressure on myself and stuff like that. And then when Hansi Flick became manager, he called Marco Reus and the sporting director, I don't remember his name, of Bayern, he criticized that. He was like, yeah, well, why would he like call him? He abandoned the team, so I don't think he should be called.
I don't see an issue with that, because like, if you're calling him up, you're just saying, hey, we know you said you didn't want to play a while ago, but if you've changed your mind, you're welcome to join us.
Yeah. But Bayern, because like they hold lots of grudges, you know what I mean? It's like for them, it's not normal. But Michael Zorc like went out of his way directly and said he should shut his fucking mouth or something like that, which is like a direct hit. And
I love that.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see both of them like sitting across from each other in the Clásico. It will be interesting to see some conversation and possibly some clash in the substitutions area and stuff like that. Like where stuff is. That would be interesting. But the way he said it, he was like, yeah, he should. Some journalists asked him, what do you think about these statements? He was like, yeah, he should just shut his fucking mouth or something like that. And it was like a direct hit at him. Like I would, in my opinion, like I would.
That's the perfect response, because it's the correct response too. Like he's absolutely right when he says that. And he makes his point very clear. Like he doesn't need to say anything else on it. He can just say that dude needs to shut up. Like that's all there is to it.
So going back to important games, the team has traveled to Turkey because we're going to what are we going to play? Actually, I don't remember the name.
Beşiktaş.
Yes. Yep. So we're playing them tomorrow, and I believe even if we're the ones who are traveling, even if it's an away game, I'm sure that we should actually win the game.
Yeah, I think we should win pretty comfortably.
Yeah, this is the first one, so it should be like a 3 points, an easy 3-pointer, and also maybe also play on goal difference, because it's also important at the end of each group stage. And we'll see, man. Do you have like some kind of a like estimate, or like if you were to bet on Dortmund, what will be like?
I think Dortmund 4-1.
4-1?
Yeah, Dortmund 4-1. Okay. I feel pretty good about that.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's fair given that we're not like the strongest team in terms of defense right now. I would say 3-1. 3-1 3-1 makes more sense. It's like the estimates, but it's not like what I want to see.
Right.
I think like 5-0 or something like that.
Yeah, I think we're gonna come out hot. I hope. That's what I'm hoping for. But we'll see. I mean, we'll win. We should win either way, but I think we should win by multiple goals too.
Sure, man. Hopefully like to see a hat trick by Haaland.
That'd be nice.
I want to see Marco Reus score as well.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, that's about everything I wanted to talk about. I don't know if you are.
Yeah, no, that covers it all for me. I'm excited for the match tomorrow. I'll be watching it here in Denver. And I'm excited. Like, I like the direction we're heading right now in the standings. That victory in Leverkusen will strengthen us up even more. Like, I think it'll be pretty good for the team morale. We showed a lot of fight in that game. Like, we didn't quit on it. We could have quit on it, but we didn't. And I think it's a sign of good things to come for the black and yellow.
Sure, man. 100%. Well, hopefully things will go like we are in an upward spiral. So hopefully that continues and we'll see how it goes. So, we'll enjoy the game, everyone, and we'll talk later.